Danny, a point away at Birmingham, does that constitute a reasonably happy new year?
It does, and coupled with the performance, it really does. It gives us a great hope. I thought we played very well today. I thought we were quite unfortunate to go behind so early. A deflected cross that took us out by surprise, really. But I think, after that, we controlled large parts of the game. And first half, we had some terrific opportunities. from our point of view, maybe a little bit of anxiety in front of goal or snatching at one or two things that just didn't help us. But we were getting the chances, so we continue doing that after the break, and which sometimes is a bit difficult, because when you've taken the ball away from a team like Birmingham for long periods like we did, you don't expect the second half to be the same. But the lads showed fantastic courage to do it again, and just desserts came as well. We got a great equaliser, fantastic free kick from Jacob Mallis, and after that, we had a couple of chances again. But as you expect, the last 10 minutes, it's backs against the wall when they've got giants in the team. But we didn't have to defend well at times, and so I was pleased with lots of aspects of the game today.
Is there any criticism for your defence with the marking on their goal?
No, because I think they had it covered. It just kind of took a wicked deflection. I think it took it away from them. And had the ball not deviated, I think we'd have cleaned it up no problem. And it just caught us up, just caught us out, unfortunately. It happens, And but that's the lovely thing about it in one respect, is that, we didn't get our heads down. We continued playing and really believe we could get something out of the game. And I think that's a big credit to the lads at the moment.
Would it be fair to say that you actually had the better of the chances, particularly with Jacob Mallis's first half and David Perkins late on second half?
Well, we did. You saw, and Brett Shea got in quite a few times in the first half. We've had a few opportunities second half, because Agreda's dragged one by the post. We've had a great situation at the Villa to not quite taking advantage of it. But overall, we at this moment in time, I think every point's a bonus for us. And I think away from home, coming to Birmingham, and the form that they've shown in recent weeks, it's a terrific point for us. Yes, we want three. We always want three. But sometimes you've got to make sure you battle it out and take what's there. And the point was there today.
So I can see it in your hair today. The conditions out there were absolutely horrendous.
Yeah, and it's not easy for the players. The rain's not too bad, but it's the wind, isn't it? But it didn't spoil the game for us. In fairness, I have to say, we got the ball on the deck and we passed it very well. The pitch was good. The pitch was firm and it was true. So there was no problem with that. Really, it's just the wind. But in fact, thankfully for the boys' point of view, they kept it on the deck and moved it around well.
Breck Shea, a late addition today. What did you make of his debut?
Fantastic, by the way. He's shown us what he's going to give us. He's going to be a great asset to us. He's got pace. He's got strength. He's got height. For all sorts of areas. But he's got a fantastic left foot. And he will score goals for us. He'll certainly be creative. And he'll certainly give us an effort, an extra body going forward in that advanced positions, which is what we need. And he's shown me enough in the 70 minutes or so that he was on that he'll be terrific for us.
How late was the deal completed?
Well, we didn't get the clearance from the Premier League until a minute to two. When you can't put the team sheet in with him on it if he's not been registered. But thankfully, Ben Mansford has done absolutely fantastic. He persevered and made sure that somebody from the FA was made aware from the Football League that we could do it. And so we went ahead and did it, and that was terrific. And so well done, Ben. It's never easy at this time, and particularly when it gets so close. And again, you've got to say, thanks to the board as well, because they're supporting us. They've seen that areas that we've identified and may need, and they're going to be as supportive as they possibly can.
See the first of other people to come through the door this week?
I hope so, yeah. We've certainly got our eyes on one or two others. But again, if the lads that are here at this morning time can give us that type of performance every week, there's not so much of a need, or an urgency, to get them in. But it's always good as we go along, because we know, that there's going to be situations where we lose players, etc., or we want some more competition for places.
Two names missing from the 18 today, Calvin Atuhu and Bobby Hassel. What's their situation?
Well, Bobby Hassel was in the team today, but he got he told us his calf was feeling very tight, so he didn't play. And Kelvin's done nothing wrong, but it's just the situation. We knew what areas we wanted to play in. I don't think Kelvin's too happy playing in that wide position. So again, we put players in there that were happy to play there. So that's why that happened.